This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn to the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami, clear them. Look, they were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you just take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Here on the real side. Love when that, when you guys are in the chat room texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, do be part of the conversation. Really, get involved. Yeah, I so much enjoy the time that you spend with me. I so much enjoy the time that you're with me. Now, I got so many things I wanted to do, and I don't know which one to start with. But Kevin Jackson will join me. I recorded his interview earlier, but he's going to join me and talk about an unhyphenated America. Right? I mean, we're all into the African American community, the Jewish community, the Italian American community, the whatever. How about the American community? Can we get back to the American community? Wouldn't it be cool? Wouldn't it be really cool if we could just be Americans again? What do you think? Apparently, Obama has warned Congress. Now, this is a laugh and a half, so make sure you have a liquid in your mouth when you hear this. You might spew it out. Obama has warned Congress that cracking down on terrorism would violate the Iranian nuclear deal. That's right. You know, this, what's that? Oh, a million times, right? But here's the deal. This is an older story that went, like, when I went looking for it, I found it in a couple of places, but nobody really. First of all, let's get something clear here. We don't have an Iranian deal. Okay? There is no deal. There's some thoughts on a piece of paper that these guys, after they, you know, took a few hits off a joint, said, hey, we got a deal here. All right? The Iranian imam, the head honcho over there, says, we ain't got no deal. We signed nothing. Right? Our congressman couldn't look at it. Remember that? I mean, this was the most solid, ironclad non-deal I've ever seen. Seriously. And everything that we were told that they wouldn't be allowed to do, they have done. So it's a great deal. It's a great deal for them. Not so much for us. Now, about a month after the San Bernardino massacre happened, remember that your 14 people were killed? And yes, they were two radical Islamists that did it. Obama, his administration warned Congress that their efforts to change the, you know, tighten up and change the visa waiver programs, anything to do with that kind of stuff, was a breach of the Iranian deal, the Iranian nuclear deal. I mean, he was willing to fight. We don't even know if it's in there. You couldn't see it. Nobody, you know, we don't know, right? So he was willing to fight for this, for the deal that nobody's lived up to, or we have, they haven't. We've given them the money, but apparently that wasn't in the deal. That just kind of somehow showed up at one point. Just amazing. So he said, you know, they can't hold up a visa longer than 90 days, according to agreement, or it violates our. So what's going to happen? Let me see. If we violate the agreement with Iran, they could fire off missiles earlier than they're supposed. Oh, wait a minute. They've already done that.
They're not doing missiles. It's just for energy.
No. They have fired off missiles.
No.
They've done missile testing.
I know.
Oh, there must have been energy rockets.
Right.
Is that what it is? Okay. Yes. Producer Tammy says energy rockets is what it was. Unreal. So our FBI director said that the intelligence communities don't have a way to screen terrorists out of the incoming refugees and immigrants. So we're being told we have to hurry the visas along. If we can't get the information together within 90 days, we have to allow them in, or else it goes against the Iranian deal. Where was that? When did we hear that? Did anybody talk about that earlier? When they were talking about measures to restrict the waiver program, the Obama administration, the internal circle, they went right to work on trying to fix this. They couldn't have this. We couldn't go against the Iranian deal. They were all nervous and uptight. The Iranians must have pictures of President Obama with farm animals for him to get this nervous with a non-deal. I know, too much coffee, I think, at this point, for me. Although I don't think there's a such thing, is there, for me? No. And then the Iranians have the guts to accuse us of violating the deal several times. I don't know. I'm not so sure. Have we been shooting off rockets that I don't know of? Anyway, I don't want to beat this with a death, but this is again one of those things over and over and over again that we see come down. That nobody has really, we need to beat this stuff up. Although it's not going to get us anywhere. He's out of office in a couple of months. Right? And then God forbid we get the other one. She gets let out of handcuffs. Then who do we get? We get, what is his name, Cain? That should send. What was it? Chris Matthews said when he saw Obama, he got a shiver up his leg. Cain being president doesn't send a shiver up your leg. There's something wrong with you, right? So in the next segment, I've been dying to play this for a while. In the next segment, we're going to hear from Democrats, young Democrats, why blacks need our help, why black people need us to get them out of the trouble they're in. Now, all I got to say to you is that if this was Republicans saying these things, if this was Republicans that were being questioned and answered this way, you'd already have race riots in every major city in the country. But, Dems don't mean it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Natives are getting restless. That's right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take a poll. Lots going up there. I want to get right to my next guest. I've asked David Fisher to join me. He is the CEO of Landmark Capital. David is also, I believe, loves the Lord, loves God. Even though he deals with money, oh, that terrible money thing, he definitely does it for the betterment of other people as well. David, thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on not just your show, but Bradley Dean's. And, you know, money's not terrible. It's the love of money that's terrible.
And people keep forgetting that. And some people are afraid. They're fearful that if they start to build up wealth or they start to build up some money, that they're going to turn away from God. I always tell them, that's your choice. God's not going to tell you to build up, put an inheritance aside for your children and your children's children if he didn't want you to have some money. So if you decide to turn on God and worship that money, that's on you, not on him. But he does want us to have some money set aside for our kids and our kids, doesn't he?
Absolutely. And if you look at the person in the Bible, his name is Joseph of Arimathea. He was a secret follower of Christ, and he was a very well-to-do businessman, and he was the actual one that took care of the body of Christ, bought some very expensive incense and myrrh and oil to take care of the body of Christ. Obviously, money takes a major role in the body of Christ, the church today.
Well, Jesus didn't move around for free. I tell people, you know, it wasn't like people went, oh, you're Jesus, good. Okay, you can have this mule, you can have this meal, you can have... They had to pay for things. They had to pay for food. They had to pay for places to stay. So, you know, we're stuck in the world's way, and we've got to deal with that. And people just need to get over it, right?
You know, every time I've gone fishing, which has been a few times, I've never found a coin in a fish's mouth yet.
So, you know, let's talk a little bit what's going on in the world, because first of all, we're not of the world, but we got to deal with the world. You know, you're watching what's happening in the markets actually around the globe. You saw what recently just took place in Italy. Are we deglobalizing? I mean, are we finding ourselves now all across the world deciding that, okay, you know, we want to take care of our own, we want our own economies and what have you?
Well, I think this is a big trend that I'm even writing a newsletter about that will be out next week. And I think, yes, this is going to be the biggest change we will see the next 4 to 8 years or decade in our country and the world. It's something that Trump is obviously contributing to, but it's something that Trump's not just leading the charge in, but definitely deglobalization is going to be a major thrust in our society economically and in our country financially.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm watching what's happening. I'm not the financial guru and or wizard. Also, we've had what did you say, 18 or 19 days of record setting on the stock market. Is this a trend in America? Whenever we have a new president, is this something different? Give me your insight on it.
A little bit is the trend, but this is a more pronounced or larger scale movement than most presidents have ever experienced. I think it comes down to it because President Obama is not a businessman, obviously, and Trump is. So this is kind of, and businesses like Trump, and therefore the stocks operate on a business, and therefore the market is moving very nice. And what he wants to do with lowering taxes, the corporate tax rate from 35% down to 15%, if he gets that through, that will definitely help businesses. You know, what the perception of what the president will be is what's happening and driving this market. That's still yet to be determined.
And in all of that, you know, at one point in time, we talked a little bit about deglobalization, but from a business standpoint, some might feel that globalization is good because it creates a world market for them. It creates a level playing field, but it never did for us. Even though some countries moved towards globalization, we were always the one that took a beating on it. And who thought globalization was good?
Well, a lot of foreigners, I mean, China loves globalization. We buy a lot of their products and we're interconnected. And so as a result of NAFTA and other agreements, countries like Mexico and Canada and China and a lot of foreign countries in Asia and even European countries are benefiting from this whole globalization process, which is, you know, simply put, an interaction and integration of companies and people and governments from different nations that is bringing financial security and economic development and prosperity. But it doesn't work. It's not a one shoe that fits all. This can work against us. You know, obviously NAFTA was not a good thing that President Clinton passed. And so I think we obviously do have a global society. Otherwise, what happened in the financial crisis of 2008, it wouldn't have only affected America, but it happened in the whole world. But I think we're in the process of decoupling with what happened here with Brexit. Britain exiting the euro is saying they don't want to be a part of a big conglomeracy of one union that controls 19 to 21 countries.
So you know that the Italians are kind of moving towards also... I see this moving as them getting away from the EU. You think that's a start of the rest of the EU starting to break up a bit? And how will that change the markets? How will that affect the markets as a whole, do you think?
Well, I talked on national radio a lot about what happened as the Italian referendum failed, a 60 to 40% vote, which is basically saying what they were wanting to do is change their constitution where they would stop having gridlock. So it sounds good in theory, and that's usually how these things are presented by politicians to their citizens, but the reality is it would have made the government so much stronger over citizens and would have tied Italy so much more stronger into the EU. The citizens voted no, and they don't want they're moving towards the Brits exiting the euro.
Yep.
And in May, we're going to have the French vote. We might, and if the French vote towards this, we might see an actual breakup, and I think we're going to see a downturn or even a breakup of the European Union, because they're in a slow motion collapse while America is rapidly moving to become the king of the hill.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, it's amazing it took them this long to figure it out. I see the Brits as starting the movement. I see, you know, President Trump, or soon to be President Trump, as part of the wave of that movement, and I could see that moving all across the world, and I'm really curious to see how that's going to play out and how that's going to affect / hurt us or benefit us in the long haul. Again, I guess some of it's wait to be seen, right?
Well, Trump is definitely making moves towards globalization of America. He campaigned on making America great. He said, you know, America's not been first. I'm going to make America first. That is deglobalization all the way. He says he's going to build this wall in Mexico and the American and our southern border there. That's deglobalization. He says he's going to undo NAFTA and renegotiate our trade deals. That's totally deglobalization. So those all sound good, and yes, those are some things that probably need to be done at some levels. I concur and fully support that. But there are going to be some very severe negatives that will come with this. Just like they say there's this two-edged sword, there's certainly that with deglobalization.
Sure. You know, when we come back from the break, I want to talk to you about nationalization. And people are, some groups are saying, you know, he's a nationalist, he's trying to nationalize the company, and they're trying to tie that into Nazism, you know, the national group, back in Germany in the day. It is not the same thing. By any stretch of the imagination. So I want to go down that road. I'm going to deal more with that nasty money on the other side of the break. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Life. Look, don't go far. A lot more with David.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. Your host, this is the real title of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I don't like to waste a whole bunch of time. If you want to get involved in the conversation, you know how to do it. David Fisher joins me. He is the CEO of Landmark Capital. And, David, thanks again for being with me today. I do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So we were talking about nationalization, and everybody talks about this like it's a bad word or what have you. And I've been approaching it on my show and here today from a standpoint of, you know, you got to be able to pay for your own electric bill before you can pay for somebody else's. You got to be able to feed yourself before you can feed somebody else. And America needs to get back on its feet, you know, economically, get its people back to work. And if that's called a nationalization, I guess I'm okay with nationalization, but there are some drawbacks to deglobalization, which is exactly what nationalization does. It takes us away from the rest of the globe and interacting with the rest of the globe in a lot of ways, correct?
Yeah, and I think, you know, some people are having this problem with this nationalization, and Trump is, you know, when you've been brainwashed or fed so much about socialism, you know, and like Hillary, she campaigned on, I'm going to get your college tuition paid for. That's socialism. So they get told this, and she's on the coattails of President Obama, and, you know, and he wanted to create this whole healthcare system that was socialism that doesn't work, obviously. So when people get brought back to the where the pendulum is more towards the norm of what America stands for, you know, it kind of doesn't sit well with them that they got to wake up, get up, go to work, and make a living and support themselves and not rely on a country based upon a socialistic belief. So I think, you know, people need to understand, embrace President-elect Trump. He's going to make America great. There's going to be some bumps and challenges in doing that, and everything's not going to be perfect, just it wasn't the last 8 years, but it's probably going to stimulate the economy and bring jobs back to our country.
Yeah, and again, when it comes to deglobalization, my conservative friends, now you've watched the economy for a while, my conservative friends are getting on my case saying, look, Joe, it's not true capitalism if you're going to put high tariffs on other companies for bringing stuff back into the country. And I said, no, actually it is. It has to be a level playing field. True capitalism survives in a level playing field. And if they can take the stuff out of the country and they don't have to deal with the EPA and they don't have to deal in California with the AQMD and they don't have to deal with all these regulations and unions, it's a whole different animal. Mexico can sell the products if, you know, 60 or it costs them 60% less to put the product together. You cannot compete with that, correct?
No, you can't compete with it. But if they do put tariffs on incoming products, then one of two things might happen is those countries that we've been buying our products from, when we start backing away from not buying near as much, they might get a little bit more competitive in their pricing of their structuring of the products.
David, some of the questions I get when we're talking, and I keep forgetting to ask you, things like, what exactly is inflation? You know, we talk about inflation, we talk about deflation, and some people are afraid to say, well, I don't even know what that means. So explain that, if you would, to the listeners.
Inflation is when products are going up, the cost of products are inflating. Like, think of a balloon. We're going to blow it up. You're going to inflate it. Deflation is you're letting the air out. That product is coming down. We had a deflationary environment in 2008 in stocks and in real estate. We had inflationary environment during that same period of time in gold. It went up 72% the next year, while stocks went down 45%-ish, and so did real estate. So you can have inflation and deflation in different products at the same time. That's why it's really important to not have all your money in one asset class.
So over the last year, though, and you and I have talked about this a little bit before, I've had people tell me, you know, Joe, I'm not so much into the gold and silver kind of thing because my stocks are doing well. I'm making money. They've gone up over the last year, and I don't really want to, I don't want to take any chances. What would you say to somebody who actually believes that the market is doing or has done very well this year?
I say great for them. I'm glad that they benefited from a rising environment in stocks. But stocks have averaged over a 50-year cycle 7% on an average. Gold has moved up 300% in the last 15 years, which is much more an average than 7% when you look over the year per date. So what is causing that is a high debt structure. So it's imperative to understand, until we have our debt under control, and now that we're going to move towards inflation, raising of rates, that is historically not very good for stocks, very good for gold. So we have a couple components now coming to the market here that causes gold to go up. And that's why scripture says a portion to 7, a portion to 8, because you do not know what tragedy may befall you. Diversification is always a key proponent in a secure portfolio, and you don't get hurt by diversifying. Not all asset classes go up the same every single time. And if we have a pullback in the stock market, like it does typically every 8 years, and 2008 was the last time, we're there again. 2001 was the time before that. That was a 7-year period of time. We're in the midst of a correctionary time of a stock market. I don't think people want to go through another 40 or 30% downturn, and that's why you diversify.
Well, you know, and that goes back to what we opened the show with, or opened up your segments with, which was, you know, the Bible tells us that we leave an inheritance for our kids, we leave an inheritance for our children's children. I know, you know, that, and don't get all caught up in the money, people, because it's not just money. Inheritance has to do with other things as well. You know, what are you leaving for your children? What kind of legacy are you leaving for them? How are they going to remember you, your family, and your family's name? So, but to come back to the finances of the issue, that doesn't mean you've got couples today that maybe just starting out. You've got couples that are, you know, midway through their careers and what have you. Give us some insight as to how these couples lay up an inheritance for their children and their children's children.
Well, you know, there's different forms of, quote, inheritance, if you want to use that term loosely. And, you know, you can pass down knowledge, you can pass down experience, you can pass down wealth. And I think, you know, when you talk about the inheritance, that's more of a financial term rather than anything. And, you know, I have a lot of clients that pass down wealth through precious metals because it doesn't go through probate. There's no social security number tied to it. So wealth is handed down privately, not that any person is doing anything wrong or anything illegal. Mm-hmm. That's not the case. We don't operate that way this at our company, and neither does the industry. But, you know, there's very few asset classes. You can't do that in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or retirements, even in an inherited IRA. There's still reporting requirements that you have to go through, which can create taxable events. So a lot of people pass down wealth in different ways. It's, again, it's not a one shoe that fits all. It's something that you need to be properly diversified and pass down wealth in multiple ways, because the person that's going to inherit this is going to remember you for you, but also thank you for the wealth. And if you pass down a depressed market, they're going to have to maybe wonder how long will it take for that market to go back up. So not all markets perform at a different levels, at the same level. This is why you pass down a wide variety of wealth, different asset classes.
Yeah, again, there's a lot of people starting out, a lot of younger people that really don't even know where to get started. I wish somebody had given me, I am 57 years old and not where I probably should be. Would love to have this information in my early 20s, you know, and because you're working your buns off. You're making money hand over fist. You think this is going to go on for 110 more years. And I think that people don't realize that you could start then. You could start very early in your life starting to put this money away or putting away some assets and what have you. Correct?
When you start young and putting away your money, it has the ability to grow because time is now on your side. When you start putting away money in your 40s or 50s, time is working against you, and that's where people make big financial decisions that could be challenging. So there's the multiplier effect that happens when you put money away at an early age. And that's why I always encourage people to get started. You know, when do you start to buy a house? As soon as you start making money. That's when you start to invest in stocks. As soon as you start to make money. When you start to buy gold. As soon as you start making money. Get a plan, implement, and start being a saver. Because when interest rates start going up, people who are in debt, this is going to affect them.
Well, I'll tell you what, on the other side of the break, let's talk about the if the coming bail-in is still an option and an opportunity, because I know that's tied to Dodd-Frank, and I know that there's some talk about repealing, reforming, working with Dodd-Frank. But what is Dodd-Frank? Does anybody have a certain kind of hamburger or what have you? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, David Fisher. We'll return with us after the break. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
I always wanted to suck a helium tablet or something. Whatever the song is on. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the Facebook feed. Hop up there if you want to. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And, you know, I have a new book out called Ramblings of a White Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You never know, I wrote it. Head up to Amazon. You can find it there. Head up to my website. And you can find it there as well. I've asked David Fisher to join me today. David is the CEO of Landmark Capital, and I always appreciate the time with him. I learn so much when he's with me. And, David, again, thanks for being with me today.
So my question, you're very welcome, Joe. Are you going to go on a book signing tour and become a world-famous, well-known celebrity?
Yeah, as soon as I sell my fourth book, I'll probably have enough money to... it is an interesting business, but I'm very much appreciating all the kind words from people up on the Amazon reviews. And, it was an interesting process, David. But I'll tell you what, nobody gets rich off of books. That I will tell you, I'm sure. So Anyway, hey, I want to get back to, you know, we were talking about, again, a great explanation, by the way, on the young money, on how people, as you're young, you've got time on your side, and you can start to squirrel away some dollars then so you can have it later on. We were talking during the break, though. I looked up, and I saw that the market, again, was up 280-some-odd points. And you said this, we can't maintain this. This is not going to be something that's going to continue on. Quick explanation, then I want to talk about physical metals.
Well, it's all obviously happened since Trump became Trump-elect. And the market, if you amortize this out and stress these 20 days into a full year, the market would be up 60%. That would put the Dow at the end of 2017 at 29,000 points. It's just not going to happen. You know, the Dow's at 19,000.
Right.
Or short thereof.
Yep.
So, or 19,500. 20 is where it's at right now. So this would add 10,000 points to the Dow if it kept at this record pace. It's just not going to happen. My simply put, enjoy the run while it's lasting, because no runs last forever. They will correct, and we're past the timeline of an 8-year period of a correction.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to correct real soon, but they're going to correct in the near future.
Yeah. I want people aware of that, you know, like my aunt used to say, if it's too good to be true, watch out, kind of thing. So, now we talked a little bit about we've talked plenty of times about the coming bail-in, and you can explain to people what a bail-in is in a second. And it's tied to the Dodd-Frank Act, and I'm hearing, or there's some grumbling, that Trump may reverse that, gut it, tweak it, or do something with it. So explain what a bail-in is, how it ties to the Dodd-Frank Act, and what we have to worry about.
Well, bail-in, to understand a bail-in, you have to understand we bailed out Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, General Motors, and AIG. We went to their rescue. They couldn't survive. They were going to collapse. Our government gave them money, and they paid with the country back over time. That's a bailout. A bail-in is opposite of that, but no entity comes to the rescue. No country comes to rescue a country, and that country has to go inward and bail into their citizens' bank accounts or pension funds or IRAs, 401ks, retirements. This has happened in 14 countries in the last 7 years. Predominantly seven large countries have done this in Europe. And so the Dodd-Frank Act, which was passed in 2010 that changes the legal requirements of the ownership of whose money it is, no longer is our money. And this was put in by the Dodd-Frank Act. There's a lot of people who have wishful thinking, and I'm one of them, that they will repeal this thing. Let's put it into perspective, though. Trump has never said he's going to repeal the Dodd-Frank Act. Steve Mnuchin, who's the new Treasury Secretary, and he's worked for Goldman Sachs for 17 years. He was the one that was the CEO of the bank that bought out IndyMac Bank, One West Bank, and they foreclosed on 36,000 homes, mostly in California. He's a money guy. He understands the Dodd-Frank Act, and he was on CNBC just 2 days ago saying they are not repealing the Dodd-Frank Act. He says all they're going to do is take out that one portion of the Dodd-Frank Act where it requires erroneous reporting requirements of small banks to the Fed, which doesn't allow small banks to give out business loans to small businesses. This is why we never got the money out to the place where it should have been when they created quantitative easing. They're going to redo that portion of the Dodd-Frank Act and leave the rest intact. So the bail-in is still on the table, 100%.
Wow. Well, that doesn't excite me to no end, but hey. All right, so talk about that. Now, you have a white paper for the coming bail-in, and you tell me, I joke with people all the time, because there's plenty of gold, silver, precious metal companies out there that send you a certificate telling you that your precious metals are in good hands and your money is now gone. But you know, you don't really get it in your hand. So explain to people how they can get a copy of your coming bail-in and how it is that they can get physical metals in their hands, actual hands.
The bail-in report is now in its fifth edition. It explains everything what I just did and explain what a bail-in is and all the countries it lists them. It talks about what happened. It also talks about how our country has done this, a test on this 5 times in the last 3 years. They've done a bail-in. We had no squabbles. It was ironic how this was done by the Treasury Secretary and the actual dollar amounts that they took. So the report is very detailed. It explains the Dodd-Frank Act, and they can get that. Also, a white paper that goes with that on how you can roll over your IRA into physical precious metals and take possession of your metals without a tax liability. And that's one of the quite a few things that separate us from most of the companies out there. Not a whole lot of companies know how to do this. There's a legal way of doing this, and a lawyer's figured that out, and he's put this together. And so we've done thousands of these through him, and a lot of people are taking physical possession of their metals in their retirement, their 401ks and IRAs, with no tax liability.
Yeah, this all this money investments and what have you are so tough, especially on young people, because they don't get it, they don't understand it, they can't really put it all together yet. And one of the things, and I'm not saying this in full transparency, because David is a sponsor of mine, or Bradley's for that matter. It's just that in dealing with David on a personal level, David is a very upright man of integrity and honest guy. And when it comes to your money, you really need to have people that aren't trying to get you to buy. You need people that are trying to get you to understand how the process works, understand when it's right for you, and understand how much of your income or what you can do in your current position to start saving for yourself. And so you don't really want to call into one of those high pressure places. And I hear horror stories about people buying gold and silver all the time. My personal opinion is at least have a conversation with David. At least find out what's right for you and your family. It's not a one size fits all thing, right, David?
Absolutely not. We have a thing called the financial blueprint. That's a tailor-made portfolio review, helping people get into the right type of metals for their beliefs, their philosophy, and the dollar amount and duration that they're working with. You know, right now I'm also writing a newsletter that will be out next week that goes into detail of this deglobalization, because we're going to have higher prices in our economy, evidenced by they're now seeing people building buildings now, and this is going to be inflationary. We're going to see gold going up. Silver went up a whole bunch today, almost 3%. We are moving towards a high debt structure, which is going to work against our country, and something's going to give here. I hope it's not the bail-in, but get some facts, get some information under your belt. People perish for lack of knowledge or wisdom. Let's get some knowledge.
I agree with you, David. I always appreciate the time that you're with me. Let people know how they can get a hold of you. I mean, we tell them to call you. Now they got to tell them how to get there.
They can get a hold of us a couple ways. I'm the traditional guy. Pick up the phone and call 844-715-7311. I'll say it again, 844-715-7311, or at the web at landmarkgold.com, and then get those information packets out to them from one of my guys.
And so for my dad, who says we talk way too fast, Dad, get your pencil out. That's your pencil. That's right, 844. You got that? Okay, good. 715. Okay, faster. 7311. I love to have David on, because I always learn so much from David. And he's a sponsor. I got that. No, I don't have to say that. We've had sponsors on early on that we got rid of because their product wasn't the best, if you would. And I don't keep them on because, look, I don't want to hear from you guys. I don't want to lose listeners. I don't want people that got screwed in the deal. I'm not interested in any of that. But I love to bring people on that can help inform you. He always informs me. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Got a lot of stuff coming up. Don't go far, really, seriously. You know I deal with some of the craziest stories on the planet. You want to have some fun? Simply hang around.